The version of The Lion King that's out today features photorealistic animals and celebrity voices. There's Beyoncé, John Oliver, Donald Glover. There are also some things familiar to fans of the original Disney film. Composer Hans Zimmer won an Oscar for that score. He has returned to Pride Rock, and as Tim Grieving reports, he's brought along collaborators new and old.
That's South African musician Lebo M singing the iconic proclamation that opened the original Lion King in 1994.
I don't even know anything about the movie. I just knew that it's something to do with a conflict between a father and a brother that has a son in it. No detail.
Composer Hans Zimmer called on Lebo M to help bring some cultural authenticity to this animated movie about lions.
I noticed the image of Mufasa, and my entire system went to what happens when an important person in my country, my culture, walks in? What happens when a king walks in? The musicality of my thought became, then it then translates to all hail the king, all bow down in the presence of the king.
Lebo M fled apartheid-era South Africa in 1979 when he was 16. He eventually moved to L.A. in hopes of being a superstar, but ended up living on Skid Row. A few years later, he was working as a coffee gopher for a music producer, which is where he met Zimmer. The Lion King felt personal.
I am the Simba at this point who grows up in exile. I don't go back home to take over a country, but I go back home a professional. And Mufasa to me becomes immediately the image of Nelson Mandela.
Heavy subtext for a Disney cartoon, but there's a seriousness that anchors the whole score. Hans Zimmer, who was best known for grown-up movies like Rain Man and Backdraft, originally took the job for two reasons.
I didn't like Disney musicals. And they were going, great, that's exactly what we want. We don't want somebody who wants to do what we did before.
The other reason? His little girl.
It wasn't for my daughter. It was for her dad, because every dad wants to show off. I thought, oh no, this will be good. It'll be a cartoon. It'll be funny. It'll be harmless. It's about fuzzy animals. And I didn't realize it was profoundly going to go and hit me in a really hard way because my dad died when I was 6 years old, which was her age.
In The Lion King, Mufasa, the king of Pride Rock, tragically dies saving his son Simba from a wildebeest stampede. The rest of the movie is about how Simba deals with that.
There I was, and the only way I could go and write the score was to open those deep and dark boxes and let all the darkness out. Don't ever talk down to the children. They'll catch you at it. Be sincere. Be absolutely genuine. Be absolutely legitimate about this. Let's not make things easier. Let's not be funny for like the wrong reasons. At the same time, you know, the genius of the film is that you go from death of the father to fart jokes.
Pumba, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Zimmer won his first and only Oscar for that score. When Disney asked him to score the hyper-realistic remake, he knew he wanted a fresh musical justification. That's when he saw a video online of the Recollective Orchestra, a new, all-black orchestra co-founded by Stephanie Matthews. They formed last year to record their own arrangement of the Kendrick Lamar and SZA track All the Stars from Black Panther.
We were really inspired by Black Panther. And so when the film came out, we decided to kind of do a concept piece. What would the orchestra of Wakanda look like?
Matthews is a session violinist and strings contractor, and she met Hans Zimmer in 2014 when she accompanied Pharrell Williams on Saturday Night Live. But she was shocked when he emailed her saying he'd seen the video and wanted Recollective to play on the new Lion King.
He was really, really passionate about the diversity and representation of having these musicians collaborate with the LA session musicians who are extraordinary players and just elevate the level of this project.
Hans Zimmer's new Lion King score was recorded at Sony Studios in April. Many present, with decades between them, said it was the most diverse film scoring session ever.
I was going for diversity, and then as soon as everybody started playing and sitting next to each other, and it became this amazing thing, which wasn't diversity at all. It was unity.
So, even if you're fatigued by these endless remakes of classic Disney movies, it's hard to be mad when it sounds like this. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.